loneliness. We deny it, we ignore it, we make excuses for it. Worse yet, we actually accept it. We risk our well-being by not responding to it, at least in a way to overcome it. Recent studies show that almost half of adults in America experience loneliness to some degree, and that percentage grows even more if you just look at the younger adults. Now, while some think they'll just get over it, there are those who, well, they don't have that kind of time. Members of our military are men and women who can just as easily experience emotional challenges that place them at risk as you. My next guest is here to share with us the ways that the military empowers the people to overcome the weight of loneliness through what's called Master Resilience Training. He is a former Army Drill Sergeant, Master Resilience Trainer, former leader of what's called the BOSS Program, and that stands for Better Opportunities for Single Soldiers, Staff Sergeant Cody Mackle. How are you today, Sergeant?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Well, great to have you here talking about this. GoArmy.com, by the way, is a reference point for a lot of what we're going to talk about here with Staff Sergeant Mackle. Because, especially with the connection I'm making here with the introduction, people might be saying, oh, wait a minute, how can someone in the military, surrounded by a whole bunch of people, even if you're stationed somewhere in the outskirts of Alaska, how does loneliness invade that person's life?
So it's a very difficult thing to kind of I don't want to say comprehend because it's not the right word, but a hard thing to do. So, you know, speaking from personal experiences, you can be surrounded by people, but you can still be lonely. You know, you never know what somebody is going through when they're not surrounded by all of these people.
Now, talk about this program. I was doing some research through website. There's been various studies about the Master Resilience Training Program, because it seems like, I use the word empowerment in the introduction, but it really helps a person understand how much within them they have to break out what's weighing on them.
So as a, so we call it MRT in the Army, but as a Master Resilience Trainer, I'm really responsible for delivering that resilience training to the soldiers. So it's going to help them effectively cope with that everyday stress with, you know, using things like that emotion regulation, that positive thinking, effective communication. So, I mean, kind of like you just said, we all have these feelings inside. We all have, you know, all of these things we're going through. We just don't know really how to process it. So as an MRT instructor and trainer, we kind of learn a little bit of tips and tricks along the way to help those people recognize a lot of those feelings.
I'm seeing here the six competencies of resilience: self-awareness, self-recognition, optimism, mental agility, strength of character, connection. It's really, does it boil down simply as being honest with yourself?
It really does. And for most, even myself included, sometimes being honest with yourself is a hard pill to swallow.
Well, especially in, you know, I hate blanket statements, but for lack of any better way to do this, if I'm serving in the military, I'm supposed to be part of, if not a lone person of force and strength. So how can I admit that I'm not hitting on all cylinders?
One of those things is being honest with your leadership. So I can speak personally that for the longest time, I hid that I was struggling. Not only, you know, as a military member, but as a man, being vulnerable is something that it just doesn't come comfortably. So I hid that I was going through really, really dark times for many, many years, oftentimes standing in front of people preaching how, hey, if you need help, you should go out and get it, when in retrospect, I really needed it myself. And so, you know, find the right people to talk to. I promise you that there are people out there that care. You just have to get yourself in front of those right people to do it.
There's an old saying from show business, you never see the clown cry, because that would pretty much wash away what the clown is supposed to do. I guess in leadership, it's the same thing. You have to show strength, even if your strength is within yourself. Questionable, at least.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Is MRT, because people hear about programs, okay, I have to go sit in front of a computer monitor, I've got to go sit in a hotel ballroom and listen to somebody go on and on and on about something I'm really not understanding and I don't interact with. How is MRT different from seminars that I think we've all been exposed to at one point or another in our lives?
So MRT is a little different. Really, it goes based on the personality of the instructor. So if you have a not energetic instructor, it's going to be a little dry. What I like to do is I like to get people engaged. So normally when I have, I try and keep my groups around 15 to 20. That way you can build a little bit more of those personal connections. You can get to know the person a little more, and then you can make that training more engaging and more entertaining.
Talking with Staff Sergeant Cody Mackle about a program that helps people in the military reconnect with themselves, so they reconnect with their duties and their responsibilities, which is obviously important, but more so themselves. Master Resilience Training. Learn more about this program as well as what the Army offers in many aspects. GoArmy.com is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Getting someone into the program, is it an issue of, okay, you're not in it, but now tomorrow you're going to be in it? Do you bring them in gradually, expose them to in different levels to get them where you're hoping you can get them to be? How's the program progress with a person?
So it is one of our like annual training requirements, as we have to go through it. So they are always exposed to it. Most soldiers will, for the most part, avoid the MRT people as much as they can. But if you have a good trainer, the soldiers are going to go to the trainer. You know, they're going to say, hey, I kind of got this thing going on. You know, how can I use some of these MRT skills to relate with what I have going on? You know, the one I always like to use is I'm driving to work, I get a flat tire. Most people are going to be like, oh, no, I got a flat tire. Now I'm going to have to buy a new tire. Like, they're going to start thinking of all of the bad. Well, they never think about, hey, I got a flat tire. This might be a sign that I might also be some times to get some new tires. You know, I've been putting this off for insert times here. Maybe this is just the nudge I needed to go out and get those new tires.
And this, I think this is important, too, because so many people, again, going back to how I worded this back in the introduction, people wrongly believe they're not experiencing loneliness because, especially in these days of social media, they have so-called friends and followers. But what matters is who you have in reality with you, not in that online fantasy land. To have to go back and forth with to say, am I right with thinking about this, or to be able to tell, have someone in your life to tell you, you're really messing yourself up here, and let me get you through this.
And again, don't get me wrong. I love social media. It's how I keep in contact with my family because I feel like every 2 years I'm moving. But what it really is doing is it's creating an illusion of a connection. You know, online I have 17-ish thousand people that are quote-unquote my friend, but I don't know all 17,000 of them. So what we really have to kind of boil everything back into is we have to get in front of actual people. We have to have those one-on-one conversations. And there's so many programs within the Army that can do that for you.
And certainly, I think, too, if you go to GoArmy.com, and I'll put it's one of those long, elongated URLs, but I'll put a link up on our homepage as well to the resilience section of the website, because you have a lot of downloadable test examinations people can look at themselves with, whether they're civilian or military, I think can branch out for someone to go the way they need to go to get an understanding of what the program offers, as well as what they have as a potential. But to wrap up with your Master Resilience Training hat on, for someone who isn't mandated to go to the program but realizes, you know, I'm hearing this and I kind of need something, what's one of the first emotional steps they need to take?
Talk to somebody. You know, you never know how bad your season is until you start talking about your season. For me personally, I hid my dark times it was a pretty good time, like almost double-digit years good time. It wasn't until somebody kind of broke down my barrier that kind of really turned into the person I am today. So you not only, one, have to talk to somebody, but you then have to surround yourself with people, whether it's, you know, through a community group or if it's through, you know, a circle of people that are kind of in that same season of life that you are.
And it sounds, again, oversimplifying, but goal setting, honesty with yourself, self-awareness, I guess they'd call it, and better organization of not just your physical life, but your emotional life. That, from what I've been able to read up on Master Resilience Training, those are some of the elements that the training that the military receives is indeed bringing those aspects stronger in the people, and Again, I'll put the exact link over at our homepage, but GoArmy.com. You can see a lot of the wisdom, a lot of the insight that is offered by Master Resilience Training to incorporate into your life as well as a civilian. Learn more about this and other aspects of what the U.S. Army offers. It is GoArmy.com. And we've been talking with Staff Sergeant Cody Mackle. Sergeant, thanks so much. By helping translate this military program into ways that the civilian can see it, understand it, do some study and time with it, even non-military people will grow because of it. Thanks for being here today.
And thank you for having me out this morning.